Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Mayor Beverly O'Neill, the farewell interview.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press-Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a very special guest for the entire show tonight, our beloved Mayor Beverly O'Neill, Mayor of the City of Long Beach, for her farewell interview. Bev, welcome back to Straight
Thank
Talk.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
I think you've been here five or six times in the course of your 12 years, and time goes fast when you're having fun.
I don't know where 12 years have gone. I mean, 12 years sounds like a long time. And all of a sudden, it's through. It's over. So it's been a wonderful 12 years. I've loved being mayor of Long Beach.
And the city has loved having you as mayor, as evidenced by your 80% reelection in 1998, and then that unprecedented write-in for the third term.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It was the
only large city in history that's had a write-in third-term mayor. We have term limits, two terms, but the mayor wanted to finish the business, and the people wanted her to continue. And so, without her name appearing on the ballot, she won her third term, and we're glad you did.
Yeah, well, I am too. I didn't know it had not been done. You know, I'm not that big of a risk taker, but after it was over, I guess, that's what they tell me. And among my mayor friends, it's really exciting.
Yeah. Well, it got national publicity, but let's go back 12 years ago when the mayor was first elected in, I guess, 1994, and set the tone of where the city was then.
Well, we were pretty much in desperate straits. We did have a flicker of hope with the shipyard because the shipyard was still open.
Naval shipyard.
Naval shipyard, yes. And we were, we knew we were going to lose the station in the presence of the Navy. But in 1995, when we had our plans and brought the positive news about the shipyard to the BRAC hearing and to the different organizations, and we felt quite positive about it, and they closed it. And that
despite
was
despite the fact that I worked to save SOS, save our shipyard,
that's right.
The most efficient shipyard in
profitable.
America and profitable,
that's right.
And they closed it.
And the largest dry dock on the West Coast. So that was probably my biggest disappointment in all of my time as mayor. But, you know, and we lost about 50,000 jobs with the downsizing of McDonnell Douglas that did merge with Boeing. And, you know, between the Navy and the downsizing, we lost 50,000 jobs, not just from the city of Long Beach, but from this entire area.
And those were good-paying jobs,
good
both
paying
aerospace
jobs.
And the Navy. So it's not an understatement or overstatement to say that the city was facing an economic crisis.
Yeah, we were. And we had to do something to change the direction of the city. Otherwise, it was about 3 years we would go over the cliff. And so we had to have plans for the future.
And your plans included, of course, what most of our regular viewers know by heart now, the three T's, trade, tourism, and technology. And, you know, you didn't give up. You said, okay, what are we going to do? And talk about the evolution of that strategy.
Yeah, well, we had too much at stake. This is too good a place to allow a financial crisis that we were facing because we lost our image and our tax base. And we had to change. And so we emphasized the international trade that we have, which was growing. We emphasized tourism because this is one of the things that has always been a mainstay for us, but we hadn't been emphasizing it. And the Convention and Visitors Bureau has done an outstanding job. And then emerging technologies. So by emphasizing the change in our city and to start having enlarging the convention center, putting in an aquarium, which we did not have money for, but we sold revenue bonds, and they sold quickly, and it was amazing, amazing that we were able to build that in 1998, and it's just changed the downtown area. And then there are developers that had real faith in what was happening in the city of Long Beach and were building new residents along the way and starting to refurbish the areas of the old buildings. And so we have a renaissance.
And change started at first slowly, but then it began to pick up steam, and now, of course, it's really snowballing.
Well, as I've said before, the first 4 years we were getting the land back from the Navy. The first 4 years of my term, getting the land back from the Navy. I was back in Washington a lot, making sure that we did all of the things that were necessary, and it wasn't easy. Yeah. Second 4 years, we did most of the planning and the direction on what we were doing with the land and trying to get funding for it. And then the last 4 years has become visible.
Yes, so I'm sure you're very glad that you're here for these last 4 years after going through the first eight.
Absolutely, because it was doing a lot of things behind the scenes, and we were hoping it turned out well. And I think that it has given us momentum for our future, and we're faced to for our future.
And let me just comment from my vantage point as the prerogative of the host, that aside from those very visible and important accomplishments, to me, one of the most important things that you've done is restore respect for our city by its own citizens. We've, I believe, always had this inferiority complex that we're in the shadow of LA and we're somehow a second-rate city, and your perpetual optimism and enthusiastic and visible love for the city has helped lift our vision of our own city, and that's so important.
Well, you couldn't say a nicer thing to me, because I think that that's what makes a difference in the direction of a city. We sometimes are hard on ourselves, and all of a sudden, when people see that there is a change in the city, they see something they can be proud of, and the pride is restored. People work harder for the city. They want to protect it. They want to make sure that their house looks all right.
Sure.
And so we have a beautiful city.
Well, we have a few surprises for the mayor on this show, her farewell interview. And as we go out to this first commercial break, we're going to show as a bumper the opening of the new West Police Station. And then we hope you'll stay and watch the commercials, because without our sponsors, we don't have a show. But coming right back after the commercial break, let me set this up. The mayor is the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Right today, this lady is the nation's mayor, selected, elected by mayors of cities all over America. And the leadership of the U.S. Conference of Mayors was meeting in Long Beach last year. And we had a chance to meet some of the other mayors who are part of the leadership of the U.S. Conference of Mayors and ask them what they think about Beverly. So
no,
you'll want to miss that.
I didn't
that.
Know you did that.
You don't want to miss that. We'll be right back with more of our show.
Art.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse. How lovely it was.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing is steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy, enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
When I was a boy growing up in Italy, I had a dream to own my own store. I came to the United States and I worked hard as a tailor.
Hi, I'm Umberto. I've been in Long Beach since 1960, carrying the finest quality men's clothing.
Italy's a long way away, but styles are just around the corner. Umberto, 2141 Bellflower, Long Beach.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Wow, this food is really groovy.
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
The original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
Mayor O'Neill is the president of your organization. Say a few words about Long Beach, if you will, and Mayor O'Neill.
You have a great mayor. Beverly O'Neill called me and expressed her interest and concern about the coast. So I got a Coast Guard helicopter, and I flew her up and down the coast. And as we're flying up the coast, I see these little tears. You know, and I said, aha, you know, we got a great person here. She's touched by this. She's going to go back and kick our conference of mayors right in the behind and get all those mayors involved and make a difference, and that's what she's doing. She's a hands-on kind of person.
Mayor O'Neill's very well respected by her colleagues. I'm very honored to be her vice president. She's a very classy lady. She is very solid with the issues. She represents Long Beach well, and being a car kind of guy, since that's what we do for a living in Dearborn, Michigan, she has the classic curves of the Cadillac fins, but she's sporty like a Mustang.
Oh my goodness.
You heard it from the mayor.
I've never seen these before,
I know,
Art.
I know.
We're crying out loud. They're my good friends. I'm going to have a few words with them.
Well, you were president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and Katrina hit. And you and the mayors of America were faced with an unexpected crisis.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a mayor's nightmare to have something to happen, a crisis in your city, let alone one that is devastating to your entire city. And we did mobilize the mayors of the United States, and they were the first, really, to show this concern visibly in their reaction. Whether it was with aid, physical labor, whatever it was. And what we did through the Conference of Mayors is really just make sure that they knew how to access where the needs were, and where they needed them all over, but I mean where they could be of most value. So, and our city has adopted the city of Long Beach, Mississippi, and we have sent them quite a few things already in services.
Sure. And when a crisis hits, whether it's a terrorist attack or a natural disaster, and we saw this with 9/11 and Mayor Giuliani in New York City, the mayor is the person mm-hmm. right on the firing
absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And they didn't even have a city halls. They didn't have a stapler. They didn't have an office. They were on card tables in the back of their city hall parking lot. It was really yeah. devastating. And seeing it from the helicopter showed the entire Gulf Coast just devastated.
And I was quite moved with how the mayors all stepped up to help
absolutely.
Sister cities. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be any city mm-hmm. there, but for the yeah. grace of God, go I.
It wasn't sister cities, but you called them that.
Yeah.
But just because they felt so related to all yeah. of the problems that they were
stepped
facing.
Up.
So,
yeah. absolutely. And I know Long Beach brought in hundreds of families
mm-hmm.
because
yes.
the residents of the affected areas were dispersed all over
absolutely.
The country.
It was a real crisis for all of us.
Well, getting back to Long Beach, some of the highlights as you look back over your 12 years, we talked about how we started to move from the economic crisis we were facing into trade, tourism, technology. But you look back, just pick out a couple of highlights that come to mind.
Well, I think there have been a lot of highlights. I think the fact that at one time we had about $2 billion going to be invested in the city in development. There's a transformation in the downtown area. There have been probably 11 new shopping or newly renovated areas for the amenities in all over the city of Long Beach. So our sales tax has increased, you know, like 84% in the last 12 years. So we are ready for the future, and we have a lot to build on.
And I know the increase in the tax base you just mentioned in the 90802, the downtown zip code, over the last 5 years was the highest in America, increase in assessed
yeah.
valuation.
That's right. That's the waterfront area
yeah, yeah.
where all the development was going on. But, you know, and property tax, of course, has increased all over California.
Yes.
But proportionately, we were low base. We
yeah.
were low to begin with, yeah. and so we have increased.
Well, it's great to see these high rises
yeah.
Finally coming to downtown, mm-hmm. and because a city really needs a vibrant core that doesn't end at 6 o'clock. And I remember
that's right.
20 years ago, 15 years ago, you could bowl a ball down ocean
yeah.
after 6 and not
yeah.
hit anyone. And now there's a really dynamic evening.
Yeah, there'll probably be around 10,000 people totally by 2010.
Yeah. And of course, we also have the Pike Project next mm-hmm. to the aquarium. And although, as I've publicly said, I'm no big fan of the design of that Pike Project, I think, obviously, it will fill an important need, and maybe they can get their act together, maybe redesign mm-hmm. it a bit and get it where you can see the water and get retail down
yeah.
there and maybe close the movie theaters and put something important in there, but we'll see.
Okay. Well, I can see you thought about this.
Yeah.
Well, we have the new Borders there, and that's
yes.
been a really fine positive
sure.
positive addition.
And the Old Pine Avenue is really bustling.
Oh, absolutely.
And a new Sevilla restaurant opened
absolutely.
Up, and there's a real energy there.
I know. You
yeah.
can see it all the time, actually.
Okay. Well, this segment, again, flew by, and we'll go out to a bumper with the dedication of the decorative lighting on Pine Avenue between Ocean and First with our friends John Morris, the mayor, Larry Jackson, head of Long Beach Transit, Guy Heston, assistant general manager. And that project was funded by Long Beach Transit. And after you watch the commercials and we come back, you'll see what three more mayors had to say about Bev.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision haircutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to physically fit.
I would definitely recommend physically fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
Speak to your thoughts about Mayor O'Neill.
Well, Mayor O'Neill has been a friend for several years now. She could not be a more better representative of the quality of people that are today's mayors as president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. She has a heart, and that heart is coupled with a quick mind that can immediately assess the needs and say, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to fulfill those needs. She's obviously done it here in Long Beach, California. Now she wants to do it in Long Beach, Mississippi.
Everyone that comes here sees Long Beach as it is now. But it didn't just happen. I knew Long Beach before Mayor O'Neill became mayor. And I can tell you, she transformed the city, not only physically, but also the sense of place and community that she created. But it was because of her great leadership skills. I mean, she has a strong sense of who she is. She's got an ego, but it's a healthy one. And she gives credit where credit is due. She became one of my mentors, and I told her this, that she really is responsible for me running for mayor. Most people know this, maybe not too many, that she was president of Long Beach City College when I was president of Golden West College, which is a neighboring community. She retired, and she ran for mayor, and she was elected. And I knew she didn't have any government experiences. So then I retire, I go back to my city, and I'm recruited to run for mayor. And I say, wait a minute, I think I'll call my buddy Bev. So I call Mayor O'Neill then, and I said, Bev, the skills that you developed when you were a college president, were you able to transfer those skills to becoming a mayor? And she says, it's the same thing. It's just your campus is larger, but the politics are same, sometimes a bit more brutal.
As far as Mayor O'Neill, a very special lady, she's going to be leaving the presidency of the Conference of Mayors in my city of Las Vegas next year, and I'm going to make her into a showgirl.
Oh.
Showgirl Mayor Beverly O'Neill.
Oh, my. Now, this is all new to me, you know. This is... this convention where I will be leaving the office is just this June. So my year is up. It's gone really fast as the 12 years have gone, but there have been so many experiences that have happened during this year that has widened my vision of cities, given me an exposure to things that work, It's been a wonderful experience. I've been the ambassador for the mayors all over the world, really.
Well, we just wanted our audience to see that the mayors of America hold you in the same high regarded love as the citizens of Long Beach.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful to see.
Well, let me mention briefly the mayor's build. On May 15th, a home is going to be dedicated in your name. This project was conceived by charter with Los Angeles South Bay Habitat affiliates, and major sponsors include the Lions Club, Charter, Edison, BP, Don Kanabe, Boeing, F&M Bank, and Home Depot. And this is a family that was in desperate need, and they built a home for him.
Well, it's not really in my name. It's a mayor's build.
Okay.
And so whoever's the mayor will take pride in this. It's for a family that had a tragedy wherein their mother and son were in an accident. The mother died, and the son is disabled. And they're building, refurbishing a home to make it accessible, to make it livable, because right now it isn't livable at all. And it's going to reunite the family. Bring
How
everyone
wonderful.
Together so that the young man who was disabled has access to the home.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
Congratulations, and we thank those sponsors
Absolutely.
For their important work.
Absolutely.
Well, Bev, we have a few minutes left. Let's talk about the future. I mean, is there a life after mayorship? Is there a life after presidency of the U.S. Conference of Mayors? You didn't spend long after you retired as president of City College to decide... What's next for Beverly O'Neill?
Well, I do have options, I'll admit to you. You know, I've had quite a few people say, would you like to think about this and something else? I like the thought of not having something the day after, but I know that it's not going to last very long.
I feel that in my bones.
But I just feel that I'm going to consider those options and make some decisions a little later.
Okay, what I hear is stay tuned for the next chapter.
Thank you.
As we come to the close of the show, Bev, I'm going to give you a minute and a moment to say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But let me just say on behalf of myself and as a citizen of this community, thank you for your hard work, for your love for this city, and for your enormous accomplishments. It's been a great 12 years. And we all owe a great debt to you.
Actually, I owe the debt. This city, for my entire life, has been supportive of me, you know, in one way or another. I have loved being mayor. It's something I would have never thought growing up that I would even aspire to, let alone become part of. So this city is better than any city that I've been to. The people care about each other. We are a diverse city, but there has been acceptance. We have a long way to go yet, but the things that are happening here have prepared us for the future, and we have strength and we have momentum. And I have just been honored to be mayor, and I have loved every minute. Maybe a couple have been really disappointing, but 98% of the time, this has been a wonderful place to be.
Well, Mayor Beverly O'Neill, thank you for all you've done. Thank you for, again, joining us here on Straight Talk. And to paraphrase someone else, let me say farewell, but not goodbye.
Thank you very much. I'll be back.
Okay. And thank you for joining us for this wonderful half hour.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at straighttalktv.com.
For the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse,
how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was.